Facebook's announced it's changing its corporate name at a time when the tech giant faces major scrutiny for its harmful effects on users. It's changing the company name to Meta as it focuses on virtual reality, which it sees as the next digital frontier. So is the name change purely cosmetic, or does it mark the end of an era for social media? Gavin Coote reports.
Wait, where's Mark?
I think he's in the middle of something.
17 years after founding Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg plans to take his company beyond the realm of social media.
To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta.
The tech giant, which also owns Instagram and WhatsApp, is now de-emphasizing Facebook's name and adopting the corporate brand Meta. And while the flagship platform will keep the Facebook name, the CEO is making it clear he's looking to dominate the world of virtual and augmented reality.
Building our social media apps will always be an important focus for us. But right now, our brand is so tightly linked to one product that it can't possibly represent everything that we're doing today, let alone in the future. Over time, I hope that we are seen as a metaverse company.
The name change is being seen by some as a move to distance the company from scrutiny, which further intensified this week with the release of the so-called Facebook Papers. It's a trove of thousands of leaked documents showing Facebook knew about the harmful effects it was causing and ignored warnings about how its platform was spreading misinformation and hate speech. And while it might serve as a distraction, Swinburne University media lecturer Belinda Barnett points out the rebrand has been mulled over for some time.
And the idea is that Facebook will become a metaverse, and it means a global, interconnected, kind of augmented reality, a bit like a cross between the internet and the real world, so that objects and people are all kind of hooked into this global matrix.
Are you surprised that they haven't really fully addressed everything that's come out from the Facebook papers?
Well, it would be very difficult for them to address it seriously without admitting that they know their platform is harmful to users.
And while it might seem the stuff of science fiction, many do see the logic of leaning into virtual reality. Professor Pascal Perez is the director of the University of Wollongong's Smart Infrastructure Facility, a tech hub south of Sydney.
And probably Facebook is a bit late, honestly, compared with some of their competitors. Because if you look at the track record of Facebook up until now in terms of acquisition and some of the social media application that crept into the VR world, they've been at best mild successes and most of the time failures. So, yeah, it's a big gamble.
Facebook has stressed it won't build this so-called metaverse on its own and says it's keen to partner with industry, including in Australia. Many here are already working in the virtual reality space, including Don Wright, who runs Western Sydney University's Launchpad.
Virtual reality is really emerging now as more of a, you know, an accepted technology, where for a long time it was really kind of more of a, you know, a technology that was on the fringes. But in areas such as gaming, in Western Sydney, we've got the third largest multiplayer gaming community, a company that has the third largest multiplayer gaming community in the world. The level of technology development within VR, not just in terms of the application of the technology now, is becoming particularly relevant for training areas and industries like gaming. And I think other sectors will emerge. Things like virtual tourism, I think VR is headed for a big future.
That's Don Wright, who runs Western Sydney University's Launchpad, ending Gavin Coote's report.